Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, such a wonderful word this morning. Many arrows of truth going out, but just so impressed by the Lord's compassion over this city, how the Lord longs over this city of Edmonton to come to Christ, and that we would have that same spirit of the Lord in us and pray and intercede and live our lives in such a way that the Lord could reap a harvest in this city. Well, tonight, the message, the branch of an almond tree. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 12. Jeremiah the prophet. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Let's not cut ourselves out of this passage tonight. The Lord knew us. The Lord has called us. He says, "I ordained you a prophet to the nations." That we would receive this word tonight, that we would become a prophetic people. What is a prophet? A prophet is someone who has the word of the Lord in his mouth. He speaks the word of the Lord. God says, "I called you, I sanctified you, I ordained you a prophet to the nations." Then said I, "O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a youth." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say I am a youth. Do not say I am young in years. I'm just a child. I'm just a teenager in the house, or I'm just newly saved." God says, "Don't say you're a youth." The Lord said to me, "Do not say I am a youth. And don't say you're too old either. And kind of things have passed you by, and you're not moving in the same fervor and zeal and power of the Lord as you once did. It's a temptation. For you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Jeremiah, what do you see?" And I said, "I see a branch of an almond tree, a branch that's green and alive and budding and blossoming." He said, "I see a branch of an almond tree." Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." Maybe I should have given it that title tonight. God says, "I am ready to perform my word." The Holy Spirit says to us, "I am ready to perform my word." The marginal says, "I am watching over my word to perform it." You know, this is an amazing passage. God says, "I am putting my words in your mouth. And because of it, you will be able to pluck up and pull down. You will be able to root up, tear down. You will be able to build, and you will be able to plant because my word is in you." What an offer from the living God. What an offer for our lives today, like Jeremiah, that we can pick up this prophetic spirit in us and speak the word of the Lord and live in the power of a quickened word from God. Jeremiah, what do you see? People are seeing a lot of things today, but the Lord says to us, "What do you see?" Jeremiah said, "I see the branch of an almond tree that's budding and bursting forth with life." And God said to him, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." The almond tree is the first tree in Israel to bud and blossom in the springtime. By mid-February, it's already covered with beautiful white flowers. It was called the awakener. It was called the waking tree. Not only was it up first out of the winter season, but it's like it was calling the other trees, awake, come to life. It's springtime. It's time to bud and bear and produce fruit. It's an apt description of the word of God. God says, I'm ready to perform my word. That's how my word is to my people. I'm ready to perform my word. What an apt description of the word of God. If we will let it, the word of God will wake us up. It will lead us. It will set us ahead of the other trees. It'll change us. There are things inside of us that are dormant. Some have come through seasons of winter and barrenness. But if we will get the word of the Lord in our mouth and speak it, dead things will come to life. Springtime will come. Freshness and growth and life. God says, I am ready to perform my word. Can you hear that tonight in your spirit? I'm ready to perform my word in you and for you. There's a phrase in Scripture. It is written. This phrase is used many multiplied times throughout the Bible. But note it tonight. The phrase is, it is written, not it was written. It was written, yes, sometimes hundreds, sometimes more than 1,000 years ago. But God's word is not in the past. God's word is something alive for the present. And that's why over and over again in Scripture, it is written. Yes, written in the past, but it's effectual in the now. It has power in the now. It will bring change in the now. This phrase is most often identified with Jesus as he overcame the temptation of the devil in the wilderness. Three times Jesus used powerful, precise quotations from the book of Deuteronomy. He said, it is written, it is written, it is written. Overcoming the temptation of the devil. Matthew 4:4. But Jesus answered and said, it is written. Not it was. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:7. Jesus said to Satan, it is written. Not it was. It is written again. You shall not tempt the Lord your God. Matthew 4:10. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. It is written, not it was, even though this was written 1,500 years earlier. Jesus says, it is written. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Jesus used these powerful scriptures. He said, it is written. These scriptures are alive in me today as they were in Moses 1,500 years ago. And when Jesus quoted the word of God with that quickened power in his spirit, the devil fell back and left him. And the Bible says angels came and ministered unto him. You say, I don't really like the book of Deuteronomy. It's too long, it's too involved, it's too laborious. Well, maybe we, like Jesus, should memorize a few scriptures out of Deuteronomy. Maybe memorize some scriptures out of books we don't really pay a lot of attention to and get our quiver filled with arrows of victory and arrows of deliverance. Jesus knew how to wield the word like a sword and drive back enemy powers and the pressure of circumstances and the pressure of temptation, anything that was coming against him. He knew how to handle the word of God and pierce through and gain victory in every situation. You know, many people view the word of God in a general way. But Jesus viewed the word of God in a specific way, effectual for every moment, effectual for every situation that he faced all day long. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. For the word of God. Don't get too split up on Logos and Rhema. Here the word is Logos, for the Logos of God, the Bible in its entirety. Say, well, I just need one quickened verse. Well, the whole Bible is a quickened verse if you've got a quickened spirit. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. John 10:34 to 35, Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? You are judges? Judges make a ruling. They decide a case. Is it not written in your law, I said you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. The scripture cannot be broken. That is, it cannot be rendered null and void. The only way that the scripture can be null and void is if we don't receive it, if we don't activate it, if we don't believe it. The Bible is a covenant document between God and his people, between God and us. It has a binding nature to it. The promises of our God are there. The scripture cannot be broken. But we must be careful. We can't get high-minded or hasty because we can't force it. We can only faith it. We can't force it. We can only humbly faith it. We can't force the word of God through our lives. We can only through holy surrender faith it and cause it to come alive and live in us. Say, Lord, I need strength in my spirit. He says, I am ready to perform my word. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and mount up with wings like eagles. Lord, I need healing in my body. I'm ready to perform my word. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. Lord, I need victory in my circumstances and over my circumstances. God says, I am ready to perform my word. Question is, are we ready? God says, I'm ready to perform my word. I am Jehovah Nissi. I am the Lord, your victory. Say, Lord, I need wisdom in how to handle life. He says, I am ready to perform my word. I am your wisdom. Lord, I need help in raising my children so I raise them in a godly manner and so I don't get too exasperated with them. The Lord says, I am ready to perform my word. Well, I need grace in my marriage. God says, I am ready to perform my word. I need joy. I need help with finances. God says, I am ready to perform my word. Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It's established. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Psalm 138, 2. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Think of it. God says, I have magnified my word even higher than my name. I've magnified my word above all my name so that if my word falls, my reputation and my name falls with it. That is how secure the word of God is for his people. It's forever settled in heaven. That word is magnified above his name. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Jeremiah, what do you see? I see the word of God bursting with life to quicken me and make me live and cause me to prosper and be fruitful. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. 2 Timothy 2:9, Paul said, "For which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains, but the word of God is not chained." Paul said, "Here I am in Rome. I'm in prison. It could be the end of my life." He said, "But the word of God is not chained." He said, "The word of God is not confined to circumstances. The word of God is not confined to an environment that it can't move and can't break free." There is nothing that can stop the word of God as we activate, as we speak, as we minister to it, as we lift it up in our lives, and as we speak it in the name of Jesus. The word of God cannot be chained. The word of God breaks free. The word of God has free course. The word of God goes where we cannot go. Paul said, "I'm here in this prison, but I'm putting out words, and I'm putting out prayers, and I'm putting out declarations, and I'm putting out some last writings. And the word of God is not chained. It's going to go across the world." And here it is, 2,000 years later, in our hands. The word of God is not chained, it's not bound. Centurion came to Jesus and said, I have a servant. He's lying at home. He's grievously tormented with a sickness. Come and heal him. And Jesus said, "I will." He said, "Lord, there's no need for you to come to my house. Speak the word only, and my servant will be healed." And Jesus spoke the word, and that servant was healed in the selfsame hour, because that word from Jesus in a split second crossed the miles and did a work. And our prayers and our words and our speaking can go across the world in a moment of time and bring effectualness for the work of God. Hallelujah. The word of God is not chained. Jeremiah 1:11-12 again. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah, what do you see? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then the Lord said to me, you have seen well." What are we seeing tonight? "For I am ready to perform my word." I am ready to perform my word. That's what we need to take into our spirit tonight. I am ready, God says, to perform my word. The marginal, I am watching to perform my word. I am watching over my word to perform it. The great desire of God. So, what do we do as we walk about every day? Say this or that? Say something else? This problem, that ache, this situation, this circumstance, run over at the mouth negative, complaint, and there's God saying, "Listen, for you, I'm ready to perform my word. Just take it and receive it. Get a prophetic spirit inside of you. Get the word of the Lord in you." 2 Corinthians 1:20, "For all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in him, amen. So be it, to the glory of God through us." That's where it needs to manifest and wants to. All the promises of God in Christ are yes, they are amen, to the glory of God through our lives. Ephesians 3:12, "In whom we have boldness," in Christ. In Christ we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Pray we'll get a bit of a faith lift tonight, a fresh confidence in the word of God and in the promises of God for our lives. Let's listen to what Isaiah had to say. Let's have the worship team come. Isaiah 38:20. King Hezekiah said, "The Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs with stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord." The Lord was ready to save me. The Lord says, I am ready to perform my word for my people. I'm ready to lift them and help them in every circumstance and situation. King Hezekiah said, the Lord was ready to save me. Now, he had a pretty dire circumstance because a prophet of the Lord, the prophet Isaiah, no less, came to him and said, King Hezekiah, thus says the Lord, put your house in order, for you shall die and not live. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall, and tears began to run down his cheeks, and he began to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, I've walked before you with a perfect heart. I've served you. I've walked in your ways. And the Lord said, Isaiah, I've seen his tears, and I've heard his prayers. And because of that, Isaiah, you retrace your steps now, and you go and tell King Hezekiah, I heard your prayers, I've seen your tears, I will add 15 years to your life, and I will deliver this city from the hand of the enemy, and I will defend and I will build my church and the city of Jerusalem. The Lord was ready to save me. Hallelujah. Say it to yourself tonight. I am ready to perform my word. I am ready to perform my word. I don't know what you've been saying all day long or saying to yourself about this or that, but why don't we start saying, I am ready to perform my word. The Lord, in every situation, we speak his word over every trial, over every accusation, over every temptation, over every hurt, over every setback. I am ready to perform my word because the Lord is for his people. Carry it, quote it, be quickened by the word of the Lord all day long. You know, there's a song, it's a few decades ago now, by Chuck Gerrard, so powerful, such a prophetic song and move in that song. Just a few of the lyrics. Oh, spirit of man, rise up. Let me live big inside. When you walk down the street, the sick shall recover and the dead shall rise. Let no man think me weak. I am able to perform what I say. And all that I've declared will come to pass in the last detail. Hallelujah. That's a prophetic people. That's a Jeremiah anointing. I am ready to perform my word, says the Lord. Let's stand tonight. I am ready to perform my word. When I don't know what to say about this or that, I say, I am ready to perform my word. Say what God says. Hallelujah. It is written. It is written. It is written. Lord, we have access and confidence by faith in you, Lord. Your word is living and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword to give every believer, Lord, victory and strength and power and conquest, Father. To lift us up out of who we are, Lord. To lift us out of dormant states, O Lord God, that we would triumph in you and prosper in your ways. So, Lord, we tonight accept your word, and we receive your counsel, receive the knowledge of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.